ladies and gentlemen, for the 836th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring J-Rod Statham.
Yeah.
As well as Jew Holmes, a.k.a. That Dude Called Jew.
Yeah.
Me, I am Mahoney, a.k.a. myself. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
No snake.
Oh, it didn't come out yet?
Yeah, so what? So back to those racist fucking mice makers. Why do they only make white mice, bro?
Oh, I don't know. All right, so listen, ladies and gentlemen. Jew, I just told Jew Unit here that he plans on getting a trap. He's trying to set up a trap with a feeder rat, feeder mice. And I told him, all feeder mice and feeder rats, they're all white. I've never seen them no other color at all. Lab rats, lab mice, they're usually white mice. Don't know why, that's just what they are. I think it might be the most easiest and inexpensive one to breed or whatever the case may be.
Did it cost more for color?
It might be. I don't know. All I know is that all the feeder rats that I ended up feeding the snake that I had were all white.
They're probably clones and just nobody tells you.
That, you know what? Let me Google this shit. Why are all...
Are they like robots like the birds?
No. You stop with all that nonsense. Just because they wake
Look,
you up.
Look, some flat earther started it. Right, all right, I don't know.
You and your flat earth
that
shit.
That seems like some flat earth shit. You are Baltimore.
You are always what down are? With these Baltimorean flat earth motherfuckers.
This is my sources.
Well, they worse than Mike's sources. I know
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes they be.
Sometimes.
It's actually a mutation. White rats are a mutation.
I was gonna say, because they albino, they should be like.
They're albino.
They can't be just making albino rats everywhere.
Let me see here. There's an article here.
Albino mice is everywhere. Mice. But Ava, one deer, 12 deers per state, but nonstop albino mice is running around here.
Well, like I said, man, they're the easiest to breed. If you just breed a bunch of albino mice together, they're gonna have albino mice. Especially if you keep doing it.
The offset would come out every now and then, I think. Yellow one would probably or something, maybe.
I would throw in a brown just on occasion just to, like, mix up the genetics, man. I mean, damn. I'd go catch me a mouse somewhere out in the woods and I'd throw them in.
Don't be bringing hood mice up in there. That hood mice going to be fucking everything moving, bro. They're going to be impregnating the dudes and everything.
This motherfucker's stupid. You are stupid, yo.
He fucking everything. He got so much fresh meat. He coming in there, bro, off the wild. Stop bringing that shit on his ass. Stop bringing that shit on him. He Twitter painted the fuck out of all that rat for that mice vagina.
I put that all Twitter painted up in here.
Yeah, he even fucking the Charlie. He like fucking at this point in time, they all getting it. This wild rat dick is hot tonight.
All right, hold on. Let me see what this joker says here because, let's see, decline that. Feeder mice are fancy mice that are bred with quantity rather than temperament, condition, or coloring. And in mind, feeder mice are often white, but they can also be hairless and dark fur. So they can be. But because...
It depends on how inbred they are, how much fur they got.
Exactly. Because they're able to get quantity out of them, that and, let's see, rather than a temperament, condition, or coloring. So, no, there's no attitude. They're just fucking... They're mindless fucking zombies.
They're the most productive.
Yeah.
They're as all they do is eat they can fuck. Be.
They're, so, yeah, they are straight inbred.
They're simply inbred protein.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is.
Wow.
Cant is the cancer of
That's crazy.
That's wild shit.
He won't sell anybody out to buy his future.
Like, fuck, hey, you got these retarded cousins who's feeding the snakes and shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you had a breeder mouse that did nothing but produce mice with the lowest level of intellect, what else is there to do other than feed them to creatures?
Yeah, because
that eat
there
mice?
Is no intelligence here. You don't want it for intelligence. You have this
you
mouse.
Probably make
strictly.
Good money with that though, because there's probably limited.
Absolutely.
There's probably limited work effort needed to be produced.
Dude, yeah, the mice are doing all the fucking.
The mice are doing all the fucking.
Yeah, but he's just
chilling.
To keep a mice alive, to keep them fuckers alive, it can't be too much.
Well, because you don't need to keep them alive that long.
Yeah.
They're little babies.
Yeah.
You just take them after they fucking
I'm
been
saying the
produced.
Fuckers, like the mom and
yeah,
daddy.
Yeah, the fucking mice. They be fucking and just fucking.
A little bit of salt.
And it don't take long for them to grow.
Right, yeah. And you let them pop out a couple mice, you let them get a little bit older, and then you throw them in the freezer, and then you sell them to the motherfucker.
Yeah, because you got the cats that do the frozen rats and shit. You got the ones that do the live rats. Then you got the motherfucking labs that do all the fucking chemical testing.
Well, because a lot of the times they don't want it to be a live mouse because it can injure the snake or whatever that's being fed to.
Yeah, it can. It can do that, man.
So he's going to fight back. He's going to be like, I might not be the brightest mice, but I'm going to scratch your eyes out.
He's got
to eat
the inbred handicap strength. You know what I mean?
And the retard strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Special mice.
Ah! I'm Handy Mouse.
Yeah.
Handy Mouse gonna fuck you up, bro.
Oh shit.
You might be able to take on Mighty Mouse.
But you know what's crazy? I told
Handy
you.
Mouse to save the day.
Yeah. You know what's crazy though? I got kicked out of a pet store because I was feeding my fucking snake guinea pigs and shit. And they was like, you know, that's inhumane. I'm like, so wait a minute. I can feed
them.
Well,
they can't knowingly sell you guinea pigs.
Oh, let me get a dozen of them mice then.
Exactly. It doesn't matter because the mouse is fucking inbred and fucking
but
retarded.
It's labeled feeder though. It's labeled a feeder mouse.
Even still, though.
That's what they're like, we can let it be inhumane for these feeder mice, but everything else is a pet.
Yeah, which I don't understand because
well,
in nature.
It's like, everything is like that in nature. There's no, like, anything is a food source
exactly.
in nature.
Exactly.
Like, an animal will do anything to survive,
yep.
And we sit here and demonize ourselves for doing anything to
like,
survive.
If a fucking snake ran into a guinea pig, which I don't even know where guinea pigs come from. Like, I ain't never seen a guinea pig in the wild.
They're bound to be somewhere.
Like, even hamsters. Like, where hamsters come from? I ain't never seen one of them in the wild. You know, but if a snake was out there, it's gonna eat that motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's just a thing. Like, so, getting kicked out of the store because I'm feeding this motherfucker a hamster or a guinea pig and a rabbit. You know, once a month with some bullshit. I gotta buy two of these rats to feed this motherfucker because I know he's still gonna be hungry.
All right. Guinea pigs have spread across the globe as popular laboratory animals and pets, but were first domesticated and used as a traditional food source in South America. Their wild ancestors, Cavia Shudi, are native to the Andes Mountains from Peru to Argentina and live at altitudes of more than 14,000 feet. So that's why, because they're small, they can survive on low oxygen, and there's not a lot of predators that are going to eat them.
Except the motherfuckers that are out there like some fucking hawk or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
So hawks are going to come eat them and shit.
That's why we don't see them down here, because they're up high altitude. They're high altitude rodent.
And they're a rodent that we use as a pet. Because they're large enough and chill enough.
But here's the thing. So now it got me wondering now because this motherfucking hamster, it's a hamster, right? That's a hamster or is that a guinea pig?
That's a guinea pig. Let me see what I can find out about a hamster.
Now, the guinea pig, you would think, could run like all day on that wheel because fucking, that some bitch got good lungs, man. That's like.
Well, he's used to high altitude.
Yeah.
You got him in low altitude. Does that make him lethargic?
That might fuck him up.
It's a possibility.
That's why he's a good pet, because he's like, man, I got all this oxygen, bro.
I'm good. Like,
can you let me get some pellets and like a water bottle with a metal ball?
I ain't
end
used
of the
to breathing this shit right here. This low quality right
y'all
here.
Y'all got that fucking thick air down
here. Yeah,
you
got that thick shit
y'all
down
got that
here.
Thick air, yo.
This air like syrup.
I'm mad relaxing.
Like,
I'm making that syrup air.
I got this Butterworth air out here.
Scissor.
Yeah.
I'm sipping on
the
scissor.
I'm inhaling that scissor.
Air.
That's what the fuck you doing. So then where are hamsters from then? So now we know that. All right, mystery solved.
Wild hamsters are native to various regions of Europe and parts of Asia and Russia. Their habitat stretches from Western European countries through Central and Eastern Europe into Western Asia. The small rodents usually live in grasslands, meadows, farmland, steeps, and fields. They're essentially just like a mouse.
Just a mouse, just that. That's
another just
name.
A cuddly old mouse.
It's the UK version of a mouse, basically. The Asia version of a mouse is what they call a hamster.
They're just a little cuddly Asian mouse.
Yeah, they probably screaming when they come up in the house, like, oh shit, we got a goddamn hamster in here. Get rid of the hamster. All right, yo, check out Gerbil then. Where the fuck are Gerbil from?
They're just cuter than a motherfucker. A hamster cute as shit. Motherfucking hamsters are like, yo, I'm adorable. And it's like, dog, I can't even kill you. I can't stick the Jack Russell on you.
See, I think the problem with mice is that the motherfuckers, their eyes. The eyes on a mouse is what fucks people up.
You said a gerbil.
A gerbil, yeah. Now I got to figure out this shit because it's bothering me now. Like, what the fuck? Wait a minute, what gerbils do then?
Gerbils are found in desert and semi-arid geographical regions of the world. Field and Sibloid, 1999. Okay, that's the book that's from. They are native to northern Africa, India, Mongolia, southwestern and central Asia, northeastern China, and regions of eastern Europe.
Oh, so they like all that hot shit. So basically,
yeah.
The guinea pig, the hamster, and gerbil all are not native to northern America.
And their environments are completely different.
Yeah.
Guinea pigs like it like thin air and cold.
Yep.
And fucking gerbils like it hot,
yep.
And dry.
Yep.
With mad thick air.
And hamsters fucking don't mind the fucking fields. They're just like a UK field mouse.
Hamsters are an adorable mouse.
Yeah. But yet none of them are native over here in America, but they're pets over here.
That's why we got them as pets.
So you know, and like... just fucking them up.
In Central Asia, they have like... they have actual rats, probably, you know?
Oh, of course, sure. Everybody got. You
well,
know
rats
that
are
could
sweethearts
be.
Too, man. They're like pit bulls right? And all kinds of other creatures. Like any animal that can be domesticated, it stands the potential to be a sweetheart.
I think the problem with people and rats is that one,
it's
over
the diseases
here,
that can
is,
come from.
Well, that plus over here we see them as these disgusting sewer dwelling motherfuckers with this neck, the naked tail, and the size they get. But the mother, like New York, got the possum-sized rats out there. You know what I mean?
Damn right, man.
I've seen that once take a pizza from that dude. Just blew my mind.
Yeah, this pizza
DC
slice.
Got some big-ass rats, too.
Oh, D.C. got... Okay. But here's the thing. New York
DC
rats...
D.C. got some big-ass rats, bro.
New
Ladies
York.
And gentlemen, shout out to Glass Flow Art Pipes. The Jew unit is coughing his head off of this woo pipe that we got.
Yep.
Shout out to Kyle. I got your hoodies on the way, homie.
The Sherlock pipe.
They ain't got to me yet, but they gonna get to you once they do. Holla!
Fucking hot. New York rats can't fuck with DC rats, though. DC rats, I think, are more grimy than New York.
They look at my little hood in them.
Nah, that's a pay-per-view to put together.
Yeah.
A rat
yeah.
from DC and a rat from fucking New
and
York.
And let her go.
Put them in a fucking jar
my money
together.
On, my money on DC rat. Let me get an Anacostia DC rat.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, man.
No, how cool would that be? We got different region rats. We got a Brooklyn rat versus an Anacostia rat.
I want an Anacostia DC rat.
We got a Southeast rat versus fucking Shaolin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the fucking whole
look,
thing.
I know fucking a rat that's up around Capitol Hill ain't got shit on fucking a Manhattan or a Bronx rat. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Anacostia could take Bronx, I think.
Anacostia definitely gonna take it all. Anacostia winning.
Yeah.
Anacostia fucking up every
last water.
The only rat that's gonna fuck with Anacostia that's gonna have a problem is a motherfucking Staten Island rat.
Staten
Island rat versus Anacostia River rat.
That's boy, the fucking
that's,
headline.
That's gonna be the one.
That's the headline.
That's the one right there.
That's the top line on
that's,
the fucking
that's
fight
like
card.
That's like fucking. I don't know, Splinter versus Dark Splinter. I don't even know what the fuck, because there's no other rat I can associate with
okay.
fighting.
Okay, Splinter versus Dark Splinter.
Yeah,
there is no other Splinter.
There's no other Splinter. It's just
Shout
Splinter.
Out to the homie Splinter that's been liking the Twitter page and shit.
Oh, yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
you. Big up to Kenny. You the man.
Shout out to you, Brian. Still doing the damn thing out there. But, yeah, like...
Shout out to Kirk. Said Kirk. Captain,
oh, yeah, Captain Kirk.
Said Captain Kirk's fucking new stickers and new box of fucking... best
yep,
cards.
Yep, right here,
Shout
right here, baby.
Homie Mike a box of cards, too. If you want to be a member of the street team for the Mason and Friends show, holler at your boy. I'll mail you some shit, too.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Captain Kirk of the street team out there doing the damn thing. Shout out. We got still got to get him on to hear about this threesome, threesome.
Yeah, the threesome that's not a threesome.
Yeah, we got to hear about that. Still got to figure out the fucking Google Meet thing. I'm trying to use that because I'm not paying for fucking spot or
Zoom.
Zoom, fuck you, Zoom. You fucking piece of shit. Zoom is such a hard thing to like cancel your thing. You got to like sign in on a computer.
Go through a whole bunch of shit, don't you?
I'm like, can I just use the motherfucking Zoom app to cancel this shit? And I would always get to the point like I'm trying to cancel it, and I couldn't get there, and I'd stop. So it took me months and months and months to finally get to be in the position to cancel that shit.
It's just like any other fucking app you have on your shit. Are you sure you want to cancel? Yes, but
no,
how about this?
It's not like just every other app, because every other app, it's built into the app, your cancellation program.
Okay.
Where you go and you say, I don't want to do this anymore, and they're like, all right, cool, bet. Like, I couldn't go to my shit in Apple, where, like, I've got all the subscription things that I have, where I can, let me keep this or not keep it. Like, there's all sorts of stuff in my Apple that I can just go and do. But Zoom wasn't there. I had to go to Zoom's website, sign into myself, get into my account, cancel the motherfucker.
Okay.
Fuck you, Zoom, you piece of fucking garbage. You garbage-ass motherfucking product. Like, they should make it real easy to go, I don't want to pay this month. And they'd be like, all right, cool. You're not going to pay until you want to use it. And when I want to use it, I should be able to just say, bet.
Here, I'm going
to
use this all this time, and I'll pay for it right here.
I'll give you $20 for this month, and don't charge me again until I want to use it again. Because if I want
to... Now, that'd be something right there.
I'm with you. I'll give you $30 a month, Zoom, to just work when I want to work with you. And if I only use you 3 months out of the year, I only pay you $90.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, actually
just
marketable.
Cut me off after 30 fucking days until I click again for another 30 days.
But see, they don't want to do that.
They don't play that shit.
Because it's automatic.
Once
you
have
once you have your card in there and fucking that 30 day pass.
Try to figure out how to cancel it.
Exactly, and that's why I was like, fuck Zoom, I'm not fucking with you anymore, I'm gonna fuck with this Google Meet or whatever the fuck it takes to make it fucking work. So I gotta do some practice shit, you know what I'm saying? But once we get the Google Meet figured out, I think we could get Kirk on here and have a little Captain Kirk action talking about fucking street team shit and the fucking threesome that wasn't a threesome. You know what I'm saying? So, or was a threesome. The threesome that was or wasn't a threesome, I don't know.
A threesome that got crowded. The mystery threesome.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds interesting. I definitely want to get into that.
That's an orgy.
Yeah.
Crowd is an orgy.
Yeah.
Three dicks and one snatch.
It don't matter. After three people, that's an orgy.
All I know is, if there's three dicks and one snatch, whoever's coming next better have some snatch.
Threesome is jumping in there.
Enough dicks in this house. We need some snatch around.
A little bit more snatch in there. Tagging a snatch.
Even this out. I need to get a 60-30 rate. You know what I'm saying?
We got to smooth this out now. Oh, that's a good one there, man. Let's see what we got.
Oh, man. Shout out to the world, man. I'm doing my thing. I'm enjoying myself. Like I said, man, like, this is the greatest. Like, shout out to my homies from Middleburg. I went and hung out with Ray and Miguel.
Oh, there you go.
Some older cats I know. They're chill motherfuckers. They're cool as fuck. And, you know, they don't fuck with the podcast because our frame of reference is too obscure for them.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what's interesting? I found out. Because they're moving to Spain in a few years, right?
Oh, nice,
and,
nice.
They're going to get Spain citizenship. And what I've come to learn from hanging out with the homies in Middleburg...
Okay.
Being that I have Italian heritage, Italy allows dual citizenship. Like, I can apply for citizenship in Italy because my great-grandparents... are from Italy.
Yeah, they can trace it back. They can trace it back to
so
where
like,
you were at.
If I can do that and learn the Italian language, I can apply for dual citizenship and be an Italian citizen.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I'm giving it some serious consideration. I didn't know until I was yesterday years old.
Yeah.
And like, I am absolutely intrigued because I like Italy's like rules where they have on like the, you can't have a bunch of GMO shit. Like trying to make like heirloom pasta be like the rule and
but
the
see,
law.
That's kind of everywhere but here.
But here. That's the thing that irks me so badly about America, because like I am truly an American.
Yeah.
Because I don't think about things like heritage and color and all this stuff that everybody else likes to make such a big deal. Like, you're my American brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You're my American brother.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't dislike people that are not my American brother because they're not American.
Yeah.
But I love you a little extra if you're American.
Yeah.
And like I.
Because you understand the plight and shit that's already going on here
well,
that we've
right.
been dealing with.
That's the thing. Like I don't see all these divides that people have. Their sexuality, their colors, their fucking heritage.
But all that all is that just shit. A way to fuck do control, to have
exactly.
control.
This is, it's, I'm so anti the mind control viruses
yeah.
that are out there that, like, I'm not willing to adhere to the terminologies that are required of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I appreciate my friends out there that are also open-minded that are interested in things like that because I wouldn't have known until yesterday years old that, like, I can literally apply for citizenship and have dual passports and dual citizenship.
Because I think I might be able to do something similar to that on my end because of the Ancestry.com shit I did.
Well, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Where are you trying to get your citizenship?
It would be, like, the Congo region of Africa, the Yenisei tribe. Yenisei tribe.
Now, let me ask you something, Mike. I'm going to get controversial with you here. Because, like, you know, I know that, like, the narrative, the common narrative is that it's just a bunch of evil white people that are the fucking slave traders. But let's be real. Everybody was involved with the slave trade.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you do research on it, which I've done a little bit on.
Okay.
That the Africans that were part of the slave trade, that were given to people to be into the slave trade... They were
that
given
I presume they were capturing people.
They were prisoners already. These were people in the tribe that were like, yo, this fucker's fucking up. He raped somebody or did something that it violated our laws.
Okay.
So, okay, we're going to...
So were they essentially selling their prisoners?
In a sense, yeah. They're like,
wow.
All right, here is the prisoner. Here you go.
But there's an element of that that I almost respect where it's like, we're going to take our most deviant...
Yeah.
And just here. Sell them off. Like, if I could kill
this
you
person,
or sell you,
yeah, this person
what isn't am I more likely to do?
To the tribe here.
No. It's not even that he's not productive. He's literally a detriment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's hurting us here. So instead of him being here.
Damn, Mike, that's an interesting perspective.
We're going to send him on
because,
the way.
Because, quite frankly, I've always heard of it as in, like, you know,
they were out trying to capture somebody
well, like,
else.
That, conceptually, that's how it's portrayed.
Yeah, but it's not that.
Well,
it's,
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't think that it is all one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were roving groups of people.
But this is how it started.
There were all kinds of colors that were out there trying to capture people
Europeans
that they could sell.
The were making a trade. Was like, all right, we'll take your prisoners, and we'll put them in servitude over here.
I'll give you 3/5 the price for your prisoners that I would for a normal human being.
Exactly. But this is the crazy part.
Wow, that's a double entendre if there ever was.
But here's the crazy part to it, though. So it started off as like, all right, we're going to take the prisoners, and they're supposed to be in indentured service. Like, they're supposed to work their way back into society.
But do you think that that's how it was portrayed to them, or that they were like, do you think that, like, your African ancestors that were sold into slavery by Africans were criminals, or do you think that they were lesser than in the society and that they were traded out with the perspective that they were going to be indentured servants that would eventually earn their freedom?
I think it's a whole mixed bag of shit.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit of everything added in there because it could have started off this way with a bit of this here because... Man corrupts man, you know what I mean? You show
beware
somebody
the beast man, as they say in Planet of the Apes.
You show trinkets and these things that you didn't have over here that we can bring to you if you give us this as a trade or a barter. And without knowing what's happening, because you don't know what's happening when they get on that boat and go over there to wherever they was going. You didn't know any of that shit. But then it's like, all right, now greed kicks into play. Oh, shit, we can do a whole lot more. Now let's just go get everybody. Let's just round these motherfuckers up. You know, type shit. So it's a lot of shit that plays into that, you know? And it's like, people look at it as like, oh no, you know, when you say, oh, there was a slave trade, they're like, oh, well, African slave trade too, you know, no shit, but how was it designed and set up to begin with? You got to go back to how things were done. You got to look into all the shit that was set up because it's like, okay, like with the Japanese and the fucking Europeans, They went over there because of fucking the religious reasons, you know.
Well,
you
that's
Catholics
the reason,
and Protestants.
The reason that the Japanese had an influx of Europeans was missionary Europeans,
exactly,
attempting to convert the Japanese to the Catholicism,
exactly,
or whatever specific religious group sect that they may have been involved with.
And then the white man found out, oh wait a minute, y'all made gunpowder over this moment. Y'all have gunpowder.
Well, but that's
that
China.
Was China.
China
had gunpowder.
And fuck all this white man shit. God damn
it. I'm just saying,
it's too incorporating, bro. Like, I don't claim anything. At
well,
this
hold
point.
On.
The only thing I'm willing to claim,
I'll
as far
this.
As like a racial like
the
identity
came.
Is, well, that's tricky though too, because it's everybody's a colonizer. Like wherever you go as a people,
yeah.
Like you're attempting to colonize if you're trying to roll up and stay there.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm a colonizer of fucking New Jersey if I moved to New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like the negative connotation per se, because I agree with, like, the forcing upon a society of a different societal, like, thing is not a good thing. I don't think that's cool.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't like the generalizations that we're,
but see, that's what
we're perpetuating
that's,
as a species,
see, that's
right
how
now.
People see colonizers as like, are you like religion is one of the biggest things that have fucking forced itself upon people, which
well,
blows my mind. Because
that's like the current definition of woke, though, because it's like it ain't really what it started as.
No, it isn't.
But what it is religious in its dogma.
That's yes.
And,
that's the term.
That's the despicable part about it, because like I don't disagree that like all of these different groups of people deserve a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like to religiously force me to say certain things.
Yeah,
is infuriating to the free spirit of myself.
That went all over the world. That's the thing, because you like I was telling somebody the other day. When they were talking about, you know, the abortion shit, I'm like, you just put a belief there. You believe that this is something like with not the abortion, what was it, the IV, where they're saying the egg
in vitro fertilization ruling in the state of Alabama that states that any in vitro fertilized embryo is a human being.
Yes.
Like you got to make it through a lot to get to the state of being a human being.
Yep.
Like if I come in a chick and she and our common egg becomes like an embryo, a zygote, if you will, if you want to stick to the scientific terms, it will eventually become a full-grown human being.
Yes.
If it makes it through all of the trials and tribulations of being a zygote on the way to being a human being.
Yep.
And I don't like the concept of forcing anyone to bring that to term that doesn't want to.
Exactly.
But the thing that I think is there should be a limitation on the time limit that you're allowed to wait.
Now, I get
shit
that.
Shit, get off
that,
the pot. Have the baby or abort that motherfucker.
I get all that right there. But you got people that see this, either this or that. It's none of the in-between, which blows my mind.
See, because we're on some nuance, and everybody else is on some black and white shit.
Yeah, and you got to understand the world, and people don't understand, we're a whole mixing pot of shit. Like, you know, what's happening over here, like in Texas, they're saying that now a man can be responsible to pay child support with fucking the egg being fertilized.
So, like, I gotta pay for the storage of the in vitro fertilization if my sperm is half the egg?
Yeah. You, under that law now that they're trying, that they pass.
Okay, hold up, though. Like, I don't necessarily disagree. If I agree to bust off in a cup and, you know, Emma Watson wants to put her egg in there and we put that shit together and we stick it in a storage unit. And we're like, all right, Emma, we're going to wait till you pass your prime and I pass my prime.
Yeah.
Before we put this in our surrogate, because we're not, it ain't going to you, boo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're
going to put this in
a
surrogate. I'm
going
to have a 26-year-old surrogate that's going to take this fucking baby and bring it to term. And then we're going to have it C-sectioned out. And then Emma and I are going to hire a fucking nanny to take care of this little motherfucker. But, like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's very specific.
Yeah. But I'm still tripping that like, yo, you can be charged child support for this being that's not a being yet, in my eyes.
Yeah, no, it's completely absurd. The in vitro fertilization ruling in the state of Alabama is absurd. Make no mistake, in my opinion, that shit is fucking ridiculous. But, like, I respect the concept of, if I create a life, that there should be, I think, a term of period of time where the individual that is responsible for carrying that is welcome to, of their own volition, shut that shit down.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But I think that at some point there should be a limitation. Okay, it's been long enough. You've had enough time to make a decision.
To figure it out, yeah.
It's been 24 weeks. It's been 22 weeks. Whatever the fuck it's been.
You got to at least get past the first trimester.
One or two trimesters. I don't know.
The second trimester might be a little iffy.
And that's this is where...
20 weeks, you're probably about...
Weeks, you might want to be like, all right, now you got to make a decision. Like, here it is. Deadline's right. Here.
And that's my point is that, like, shit or get off the pot. Make your decision before you're showing. Make your decision when you're barely showing. Don't make your decision in 8.5 months. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That's fucking egregious. It's despicable. If there's a reason, there's a medical reason. I'm so very much for it.
Yes.
But like, just like with people in the Second Amendment, they want limitations. I want limitations on the right of an abortion, but I think that everybody in every 50 state of the America should have the right to an abortion. There should just be limitations on it. And like, that's offensive to people. Like when I told the girl that I was interested in a cisgendered woman and she told me I was transphobic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I have my limitations as to what I'm willing to fucks with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, life's a trip, man.
Yeah. Who are you telling? Like, they want to ban TikTok, which is, and I get
it's
why.
So bad
they want
for, to... It's so bad for fucking freedom of speech, though.
And I know why they want to ban it, because they ain't got control over it like they did with Twitter and Instagram and
but
all that shit.
But they don't have control over Twitter anymore. And what they're trying to do is, through the ban on TikTok, they're trying to make it so that it's up to the discretion of the executive, who is the president. They want it to be up to the president's discretion as to what social medias are allowed and not allowed.
Yeah, now what does that sound like, ladies and gentlemen?
Fascist authoritarianism is what it sounds like.
AKA the New World Order. Like, they use it a lot of times.
It's a brave new world, bitch. It's fucking thought police, man. It's new speak. It's new speak.
What is it?
We changed the definition of shit to suit our liking.
What's that book? Because that's the next thing in my queue to read. Something a pale horse came in on a pale
Behold
horse.
Behold a pale horse.
That's it.
By Williams. What's the guy's name?
Fuck.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He was killed by the government in his driveway.
In his driveway. And after he said it was going to happen. William Cooper. Yep.
Yeah, I've got that book. Shh. Not supposed to tell anybody. I bought it with a hat on at a fucking Barnes & Noble with cash.
Yeah, my shit's coming in.
Oh, you ain't got it yet?
Nah.
I've read about half of it. It's an interesting book. I've never finished it.
Because I'm in the middle of Pale Horse Rider by Mark Robinson. It's basically like talking about Bill Cooper and his upcoming and how he was in his book and everything. And I'm like, well, shit, I remember hearing about this book. I'm going to get that book next.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read that fucker and see what that's working with. You know what I mean? Because a lot of shit that he's saying has happened.
Well, it's like Alex Jones, dude.
Yeah.
Hate Alex Jones, but he's been so right on so many things.
Yeah.
He called 9/11 before it happened.
And so did Bill Cooper. He said similar shit to a lot of stuff. I'm like,
I mean, dude, Alex Jones literally in July of 2001 said that they were going to fly planes into the trade centers.
I remember.
And they were going to blame it on Al-Qaeda and fucking Osama bin Laden. And that's literally exactly what happened.
Well, yep.
Like, they like,
and for people and they like throwing the conspiracy theories out and all that shit. But
people like to dismiss, and they like to be ignorant.
Yeah.
So when they dismiss something, they don't look into it 5-10 years later when it's turned out to be true.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh well, that was bullshit. No, it wasn't. Yeah. Like, there's so many people that think that the Russia thing was real. They think that Russia swayed the election and made it so that Donald Trump got elected. That's not what happened. But the Clinton campaign, the Clinton people, the FBI, the deep state, Obama, so many people worked together to say that that is what happened. So now there's so many people running around that think that's what happened, even because they have done literally no investigation into the issue.
And that's the problem.
Other than
with the
what
world
they were told,
like,
8 years ago.
Nobody wants to take the time to fucking, like, like,
people don't want to enlighten themselves.
Bill Cooper did say this. He said, because he had a radio station, it was, listen to everybody, believe nothing, and before you can speak on it, do your research.
Right.
Which, that's perfect fucking sense.
Yep.
I hear what you saying. I might not believe neither one of y'all, but let me check some shit out. And then I have my own opinion to it.
Well, like, I'm going to listen to multiple things, mm-hmm. right? And if I have an opinion, it's going to be based on multiple platforms. I'm not going to listen to one person tell me what to think and then parrot that shit.
He is the perfect motherfucker because he listens to all of us. And then he comes up with his own opinion. Granted, he don't do no research, but Jew's honest opinion is just natural shit. Like, Jew, how you feel about TikTok getting banned, if it does?
TikTok is they can get all your information, they can get information.
They've been doing that,
like
though. That. America has been doing that to us.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What TikTok is gathering...
That's really figured out, though.
But what TikTok is gathering is nothing different than what every other social media is gathering.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the difference is they're utilizing this company that is owned by China in order to justify removing them based on what they can or can't do. However, what they can or can't do is the exact same that all these other companies can or can't do.
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
So, like, the difference is
TikTok. I don't know.
The difference is that the info theoretically that is being gathered through TikTok is going to the Chinese government, whereas every other social media company that we as Americans use that has information being gathered, it is being gathered for the American government.
Well, yeah.
So, like, my point is that I don't necessarily disagree that information should not be gathered and filtered to our government.
Yeah.
But I want TikTok as well as all the other social media platforms to remain available to me. However, I don't want them to be filtering information to our government or China's government for that fact.
Well, they're going to
do. But that's what they all do.
Yeah,
that's what they all do. And the problem with banning TikTok is that it's the way that the law is written, it gives total autonomy to the President of the United States to decide at any given time that anything is equivalent to what TikTok is. So in theory he can shut it down because he fucking says so. It's the same thing that made me so mad about the exhaust law that I got in trouble for in Virginia, because the exhaust law was up to the subjective opinion of the law enforcement agent at the time. Your exhaust is illegal because it's too loud to me.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Like, we need tangible, motherfucking, factual, back-upable, testable things that are the reason or reason to not do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a decibel meter that if you break this amount of decibels, then your exhaust is against the law.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're doing this level of exposure of government secrets, then your platform of TikTok or Facebook or whatever is against the law.
But here's the other thing with that, too. Like, you remember when COVID happened, RFKJ, Brother Reza Islam, a lot of them got banned from Instagram.
Twitter. Before
Instagram,
Elon Musk.
All that shit, Facebook, because they were saying they're anti-vax, when all they were saying was, like, look, we don't trust this.
But that's government propaganda.
When those heads took the stand up there on Congress, they asked, hey, did the government tell you to ban these people? They're like, yeah. They told us that anybody that was saying anything like this, we had to stop and we had to take them down. TikTok, they ain't got no say in that shit.
Yeah, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really give a fuck about TikTok.
That's the thing. I don't have it. I don't use it. But I want freedom to be upheld. And people are using TikTok to express themselves. A lot of people are on there.
They get paid for this shit.
They get paid. They make money. That's part of their business. It's part of helping people. There's a lot of stuff that TikTok does that is not bad. But, like, I don't disagree that the Chinese government shouldn't be able to get all of this information.
And like you said, any government shouldn't be able to.
Exactly. So to me, the laws that should be being made are laws that are banning governments from dictating to social media what they should or shouldn't be allowed to have on them.
But these fuckers ain't going to do that part.
It's not at all what they want to do.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's take a moment to listen to what Dr. Zayas has to say about this.
Planet Apes.
What I know of man plan was written long ago, set down by the greatest ape of all, our lawgiver. Cornelius, come here.
Cornelius.
Reach into my pocket. Read
to him
the 29th scroll. Sixth verse.
Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Alone among God's primates, he kills for sport, or lust, or greed. Yea, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him. Drive him back into his jungle lair, for he is the harbinger of death.
Hey. He ain't lying.
Like, that's the thing, though. He's not lying, but we are man.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to, like, better ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't just accept it.
And all that it really we're evil. Is just reading a book and having a conversation. You do those two things.
All
read
it is.
And have conversations.
Is having
and
an open-minded conversation with people that you know disagree with you.
And understand that, you know, you're going to be able, you got to be able to agree to disagree. Like, it's okay if we don't see eye to eye.
Well, it's like.
But if we can have a conversation, that's cool and fine, Danny, then we go on about our day.
Right. Like, why can't you love me even though I disagree with you?
Yeah.
Like the homies Ray and Miguel that I was hanging out with the other night.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I don't agree with them about everything, but I love them. I want them to be happy. I want them to feel safe and secure in their lives and be able to pursue all the things they want to pursue.
Yep.
I don't want to impose anything on them. And I feel like that's the real problem, is that people these days, they want to impose upon you their thought process, their belief system, the thing that is sacred to them. And that's why the current woke movement and its incarnation is, like, I don't think it's what woke originally thought of itself
as. Nowhere near.
But what I think it is like something that needs to be combated. It's treated as a religion. You have the same bullshit that religions have. You have the same, like, we will excommunicate you if you do not like adhere to the dogma that we create.
The fake shit that they done put out there is like, you're only woke if you understand this and do this. Like, no. Woke is understand that you're being played by a fucking system, and you understand that system is playing you.
And the system that is telling you that you are not someone that can be corrupted, that you're not able to be racist or any whatever the fucking bullshit is that it's telling you, it's doing that to co-opt you into its fascist authoritarianism
because
and make you a cog in the wheel that helps to hold the rest of us down.
Who was it? Was it Rockefeller or Ford that said the easiest? No, I think it might have been either Johnson or Hoover. The easiest way to get Americans to give up their freedoms is to willingly let them give it to you.
Well, that's the constant con.
Yeah,
that's the con artist. What you do
create
as a con
scenario,
artist.
Create a scenario to where they are happily, freely giving you, all right, here's my freedom.
Well, as a con
take
artist,
this part of this.
You want it to be the individual's idea, not your idea. Like, I can't tell you if I'm conning you that this is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you in a subversive way that makes you then think that this is your idea, that you're like, you know what we should do? We should do this.
Yep.
And then you're like a willing, active participant that feels like you have, what is it? Ownership?
Yeah.
Of the concept?
Yeah.
As if it was your idea. Like, I told them that we should lock up all the white people. I told them we should lock up all the black people.
Yep.
I told them we should lock up all the gay people.
Yeah.
I told them we should lock up all the this or the that disagrees with me.
Yeah.
Like, I love people that disagree with me. Can you disagree with me in a civilized manner? Let's have a civilized conversation about it, because, like, I don't want to completely disregard your opinion as if it's not valid. I want you to explain it to me in a respectful manner that I can then understand it and maybe incorporate it into my own thought and come up with a better way to do things.
Yeah, see, I like having conversations with people that don't see things the same way I see it, because they might say something or bring up something that I didn't even think about before.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, I'm one of them people that if I don't know something and that was brought up, I'm like, you know, I'm going to check this out real quick.
Right, let me consider that.
Let me just see what this is working with. Let me just take a gander at this. And then if it's something that catches my fancy, I'm like, all right, I see what they were saying. Now I get it. And hopefully the person I was talking to does the same thing. Like, oh, man, this motherfucker said something. Let me just check this out, see what he was talking about.
Right.
You know, that to me, that's how a conversation should end. It's like, all right, is there something that this person said to me that I'm like, you know, let me just take a quick gander.
But that's people that are trying to better themselves.
That's also
true. They're trying to find the better way to do things.
Other people are just like, all right, fuck it, whatever. I'm going with this. This is what I'm going with.
Right. Well, but a lot of people don't want to think about how to better things, how to fix the problem. So they'll be like, oh, well, so-and-so said this, you know. Bruce Lee said this, so that's how I live my life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that could be very beneficial. Be like water.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like being like water. Like,
but nah, fuck that. I'm be like fire. Burn everything up.
I'm not going to conform to this cup.
Yeah. I'm not going by water. I don't feel like being like water. I want to be like air.
Well, like.
I'd be like, what's that fucker?
Concentrated water could break you down, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Grand Canyon was created with water.
Yeah.
So, like. There's all sorts of potentials.
Or the aliens, depending on who you talk to.
Well,
you never know.
You know, I did see a picture the other day on the Facebook that was like a destroyed couple of looking things. And it was also a picture of the Sphinx and the pyramid. And it was like, was this in the Grand Canyon?
They say that fucking there was like a doorway in the Grand Canyon that could take you to Egypt. You know, they're like... like what you was talking about. There's a pyramid and a Sphinx-like looking thing down in the Grand... Yeah. You know, it probably was.
You never know.
We don't know.
Look.
There might have been some portals back in the day with motherfuckers traveling through some shit.
But like the shit that they do in Star Trek, right? So like you've got a transporter, right?
Yep.
But if you had a Tesla coil set up, like the kind of shit that is theorized about what goes on with the fucking pyramids, right?
Yep.
So like if the pyramid is really just a big fucking electrical creator.
Yeah.
It's a machine that makes electricity that is transportable through the air. So you could have your TV not even plugged in. You're just getting free electricity off the pyramid.
Because
you'd be hanging out in Egypt and shit. That's what's going on in Cairo.
Yep.
Y'all got the fucking Cairo fucking the big game on in Cairo.
And be doing
good.
Because
it's free coming off the Tesla coils and shit. You know what I mean? And that's 8,000, 12,000, 14,000 years ago that's going on. And then one day some shit happens that can't nobody control. Fucking like a solar thing comes out of the fucking sky and melts the fucking ice caps, and then everything's crazy, and the world changes hardcore. Everything gets flooded. Atlantis has disappeared.
Yep. Nothing's Atlantis left.
All the fucking wisest people in the world are gone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You never can.
Shit's buried under fucking
everything's
eons,
flooded.
Eons of fucking sand, like the water.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like the coastline used to be 400 miles further out.
Yeah.
Like, and now the coast is like 180 square feet of water, like deeper. You know what I mean? Like we went from having that shit be out on the continental shelf to all the way up here at fucking Appalachia.
Yep.
You know, and like,
and people are still finding new shit, and you're like, all right. Then they're trying to interpret the shit.
Right.
And then on top of that, imagine how much shit was destroyed.
Right.
Just fucking destroyed.
When it all got washed away.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like even when it was discovered, how much of it was destroyed? Like, oh, wait a minute. We can't have this out here.
People destroy shit. Like, what was it? The year 1000 BC or something? They went into that library of Alexandria.
Big ass,
fucking burned everything
all
down.
That shit up. Yeah.
Because they don't want that ancient knowledge that
proves a lot of shit that these motherfuckers. And a lot of that comes from the churches.
It's all control.
Yep.
That religious control. And that's why when you bring it right back around to it, the woke religious ideology bullshit that people want to perpetuate nowadays.
Yep.
Like, look, you can identify however you want. I don't give a fuck.
Don't give two shits.
But like, I am not going to take you the same as I would like somebody that's naturally born this way.
Yeah.
Like, I think you should be allowed to do anything you want other than compete in sports. Why is that evil fucking perspective?
That shouldn't be a problem.
Like, you should do anything you want.
There was a joint where...
Look, if Dylan Mulvaney was...
Out fucking...
If Dylan Mulvaney was mad attractive and, like, I really liked her, I don't know. I could date her. Maybe. Probably not.
Fuck her.
You know what I'm saying?
It's stupid ass. But like, it could happen. Ass right here.
It could happen. I don't like to rule things out. But like, that individual is not nearly as cool as they would need to be in order to date. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is a problem. Like, you're not being real.
Yeah.
You're not taking it in a realistic perspective.
Nah. Because you know? It's true shit. Like, you shouldn't be able to box a chick. And you a fucking...
I should say, Dylan Mulvaney shouldn't be able to box fucking Jake Paul or Mike Tyson. No matter how much of an asshole either one of them may or may not be. No matter how much either one of them might be willing to subject themselves to that.
Nah.
Like, it's not fair. It's not fair. Dylan Mulvaney wants to go and box a fucking girl. That's still not fair.
Nah.
Like, this shit ain't fair. And that's all anybody really gives a fuck about.
Yeah.
Those majority of us that really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like a religious ideologue... and you like don't think that any of that stuff is reasonable to do at all, then you're gonna be against every bit of it because you're a fucking bigoted idiot. And
yeah.
And that's your fucking right as a Christian or Muslim or Jew or whatever other fucking religious you may be claim to. But like me as like a guy that really doesn't give a fuck about any of that shit, all I'm dealing with is reality.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Fucks with me on a reality-based basis.
And that's where we are.
Don't make shit up. Don't expect me to believe in whatever bullshit you believe in. Like
yeah.
I will respect your right to believe your bullshit.
Yeah, because that's yours. That's
right.
Yours.
Right. But like I'm not gonna believe the world's 7,000 years old if that's what you believe.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna believe that whatever the fuck it is that your little whatever ideology
like I remember me and this one shorty I took out on a date, yo. It was going good, and then we just started talking about shit, and you know, she's talking about how, you know, she's into the church or whatever, and I'm cool with all that, whatever. That's your thing. Me, not so much. And then she asked me about aliens. And I said, yeah, I believe there's aliens out here because it's a giant, space is infinite, correct? And there's more than just one solar system, and I can't believe that there's no other solar system that's not built like ours or even better, and it could have life on it. Like, there's got to be more than just us. I don't believe we're the only ones. So I asked her, do you believe you're the only ones? Are we the only ones? She's like, yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly, that the universe is made and we are it. I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know, but why do you think that? Because space is, and I'm breaking it down to her, like, I believe because space is infinite and all this shit, and I'm trying
back
to talk
up,
to her.
Back up your perspective.
Yeah.
Give me something other than the statement that can back up the perspective you're espousing.
Exactly, and I'm talking to her, and she's getting mad because I'm asking her questions.
Because you are questioning the belief system that
yeah.
she has
and man, the date
adhered
was over.
To.
Like, you know, we ate, and fucking after we had, like, you want dessert? She's like, no, I just want to go home. I was like, all right, that's fair enough. You know, no problem. It was a fucking quiet ass ride back up the road. You know what I mean? Like, I chalked that one up as a loss. Like, I that was my first time really experiencing a closed-minded person up front. You know what I mean? Like, most times I talk to people, I can have conversations with anybody. But this shorty was very, no, I'm not budging on this. This is what I know. This is what I believe. And this is what it's going to be. And I wasn't even asking to change or shit. I'm just asking, hey,
explain
what makes
yourself.
You dead? What makes you think
and
that?
And that's like my ex, all I ever wanted, my most recent ex. I'm like, just yeah. explain your position.
That's all I'm
like,
asking.
Back it up with something that lets me know that you have more than just a tangential opinion on the thing.
Yeah.
That you have something more than what someone else told you to think
yeah.
that backs you up in the statement that you were making.
Exactly.
Like, you hate Russia. Okay, why do you hate
why?
Russia?
What's
because
the
you think Russia's the reason Donald Trump got elected, because that fucking hoax that you have been incorporated into believing.
Russia.
That's why you hate Russia.
Donald Trump got all Russia, bro.
No, here's the thing.
A lot of people
when Donald Trump won the election in 2016,
yeah, I heard
the Clinton campaign put forth this concept that it was all backed by Russian disinformation, that the reason it happens is because of Russian disinformation. But that was bullshit disinformation that our government was perpetuating because the fucking FBI worked with the Clinton campaign to perpetuate and disseminate this information as if it was real when it wasn't. And so a large swath of the American population has been incorporated into this concept, believing that Russia is the reason Donald Trump got elected.
Yeah.
So they hate Russia the same way they hate Donald Trump, and that allows them to believe that us expending as much money as we are in the world in the war against Russia through Ukraine, that we're upholding by proxy through our military industrial complex to like make that war happen. They think that it's fully justified through their hatred of Russia, which is unjustifiably upheld.
Yeah.
Because of their own personal ignorance, because they don't want to look into these things.
Not at all.
Like, you don't want to look into it. I want to find stuff that debunks the things that I think. Like, you know, show me something that proves what I think is wrong.
Like, all right, so you got us going over to Ukraine and helping out with Ukraine, but not helping Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you the Haiti situation is absolutely insane.
The Haiti situation is nuts.
If the Clinton Foundation, more going back to the Clinton, if the Clinton Foundation had used the money that they got after that earthquake and all the other things that they've been involved with Haiti since nearly a decade ago, if they had expenditured their funds correctly and taken care of people and tried to help, I mean, who knows where we'd be right now.
Yeah, but see,
we got a hell on earth developing
America
over there.
Has nothing in Haiti that it wants to value. It has nothing there that they want to have. Yeah, so they're not even going to bother with it.
But, close as it can get.
And even Biden has said this long before he was even elected in as a president. He was like, you know, fuck Haiti. Like, he ain't got shit to do with Haiti. He ain't worried about what the fuck's happening down there.
Even though he did direct the people that killed the president a couple years ago down in Haiti.
Yeah.
The black ops group that went in the middle of the night and killed the president, and nobody knows what happened or who. Uh-huh. Oh, geez, I don't know. It sounds pretty obvious to me that this is a black op American operation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an American, and I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to utilize my freedom of speech as much as I can. I like to try to keep this show as far from this topic as I can. But, like, when it comes up, when we get there, like, I am not afraid to call out the bullshit-ass government
asinine.
That I see. It's despicable,
you
want to
fucking help Ukraine. You talk about, oh, we got to help Ukraine. We got to help people
as
in Ukraine.
As if humanity is the thing that you really give
a
fuck about.
Exactly. That's
you don't give
that,
a fuck
that's
about
the
humanity.
Fucking hypocrisy
fucking
right
dirt
there.
Bags.
Don't give a shit
give
about a
fuck about
person.
Humanity.
Not
you wouldn't
one.
Help a motherfucker up that fell down. You wouldn't help an old lady that fell
not
down in front
all.
Of you. Like,
unless,
you give a fuck about this shit.
Unless she fell on top of a fucking
a pot of gold
or some kind of fucking ore or some shit like
that. If that bitch fell down and dollar bills flew everywhere like
oh,
a cartoon
yeah,
and
yeah,
shit,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh shit, let me pick up your
pick
dollar
up
bills and help you get up off the ground.
While I'm picking you up.
I don't mind keeping some of these busy olds.
Yeah, but if you fall on fucking nothing but a pile of dog shit, alright, we're just gonna walk over you. Keep it fucking moving. Because Port-au-Prince used to be a fucking beautiful place, but now it's not. Like, the fucking president of Haiti at the time, he went to Puerto Rico and resigned. Was like, yo, I hope everything works out over there. I'm going to go ahead and
step
down.
And then
down.
The next one got his ass killed in the middle of the fucking night because some fucking group of SWAT team motherfuckers came up on him and blasted his ass.
Yeah, because they're talking about the Haitian gangs to go. But guess what? America is there, but they're only guarding the American embassy. They ain't worried about anything else.
Well, they went in and removed people from the American
embassy. That was it. And that's all. That's all they're going to fucking do.
And the only people that have been fucking with the fucking Haitians for years have been the fucking Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
Like, fucking them over.
Yep.
Not helping.
At all. Fucking crazy shit. When I heard that show, I'm like, oh man, they fucking at it again? Uh-huh. I know we ain't doing nothing.
Well,
that's
funny,
right? Talking about, but they're talking about, oh, we got to get this package together to send money over to Ukraine.
Like 3 months ago, right? 2 months ago, a month ago, something like that. But the job that I work at, there was like a promotional, like, you know, hey, do a good job and we'll give you some gift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like the group I work with, the department I'm in, we won. For the whole company, we won.
Yeah.
So my boss, they were like, you're going to Dominican Republic, dog. We send you to Dominican Republic. You're going to go down to this motherfucking resort. You'll be chilling in the resort for a week.
Yeah.
Time off, paid, motherfucker. You go to the resort on us, bam. And they were like, anybody else in the group want to go? And I was like, wait, huh? You want me to go where? And they were like, you need a passport, but you can go to Dominican Republic. And I was like, I didn't even blink an eye. I said, wait, you mean a place that's like sharing an island with Haiti?
Yep. Split right
down
the middle.
And they were like, oh yeah. And I was like, well, I ain't getting a passport to go there. Nah, I'm good.
split right down
y'all
the middle.
Y'all go right ahead and take it somewhere else. So you want, hey, anybody I work with? There's 5-6 motherfuckers that can go.
Yeah.
Y'all want to go? Because I ain't getting a passport to go to fucking DR.
Because the major airport is already took over. The gangs had the airport.
Port-au-Prince got shut down weeks.
Yep.
Plural, weeks ago.
Yep.
Port-au-Prince airport got shut down weeks ago. Now, the DR, I think they got their own international airport. But
it's however, I throw a rock and I'm over there.
Here's the thing, though, dude. My boss went. He came back. It wasn't a month later. And they're like, yo, the PM is in Kenya trying to get the government of Kenya to give them some military force to come over here to Port-au-Prince to try to shut down the gang activity and take over the fucking island and get shit back under control. And at the same time, DR's like, get the fuck out. If you're coming from Port-au-Prince, if you're coming from fucking Haiti, you ain't allowed up on this side of the island. And I'm like, dog, it's an island.
I don't know where you got.
It's a little tiny island.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
No, dog, it's like if you were Haiti, I'd be like, yo, dog, I like you. I wish you the best, but you ain't sharing this seat with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't sharing this chair with you.
Yeah.
Like, and I got to share this. Like, it's like y'all right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you were Haiti and you were poor and you were fucking Dominican Republic and you were like, dog, I ain't sharing this couch no more.
Like,
guess what, dog? We live on this couch.
Until the earthquake splits this motherfucker apart, we here.
And that's a damn shame because, like, all this stuff, like the world's a beautiful place, man.
Yeah.
I want everybody to get along and have a nice, happy time. But, like, you know, we ain't been doing nothing to help Port-au-Prince for a long time. We ain't been doing nothing to help Haiti for a long time.
When the earthquake happened out there, we ain't do shit for them to help them out. We don't do no humanitarian aid help at all down there at all because there is no
monetary benefit for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
You cannot have it.
Yeah.
And, then,
and that's a fucked up thing. You can't be up on that hill talking about how humane and humanitarian.
And that's all we try to do is act like we're the fucking greatest.
But it's fucking hypocritical on anything else. Like, oh, we're not going to help them. Fuck them. All right, they'll figure it out on their own. They'll be okay. Let's go to Ukraine. Let's go make sure Taiwan's good. Let's go over here and bomb some shit in Iraq just because we felt like dropping a bomb over there today. You know, fuck up some shit over there. Then we're going to tell them we're going to rebuild and we're going to charge them to rebuild their own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're gonna turn this shit that we destroyed, but we're going to build some shit and we're going to put our logo on it.
We're going to turn it into a way to make money.
Yeah. We're going to put a McDonald's right here.
Yep.
And we're going to have you pay us to send you shit over here for this McDonald's.
And the thing that's fucking the most asinine to me is that, like, I do feel like we have a better system in a lot of ways than everybody else. But, like, we still don't adhere to it.
We do.
We don't utilize it.
We don't, one, don't utilize it, and two, we don't update it to fit current standards. And I was like, you know, we can make this better if we tweak this a little bit. We can make this better if we do this a little bit. But again, there's no money in investing in us. That's why America don't invest in us. America will not invest in itself because it's like, yo, fuck the people. We don't need the people to be better because if the people are better, that means they're going to understand they don't need us.
Right.
They don't want us that we should really be working for the people.
The government doesn't want Americans to be well off enough to understand how bad they have it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They want us to be just ignorant enough to think we are the greatest and that everything we do is untouchable and unimpeachable, and it is. There's nothing that could be further from the truth.
Exactly.
And, like, the people that want to adhere to the truth and, like, pursue reality for the betterment of reality are demonized.
Yeah, yeah. And here's I really believe that people do understand how fucked up shit is.
They're unwilling to engage in it.
That's it. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to bother with this. Let me just do my life and just keep going.
Think about this.
I don't even want to deal with this shit. Fuck it. I'll be all right. I'm going to die one day anyway, so fuck it. I'm not even going to deal with it. But you got other people out here. You got offspring, your kids. If you had kids, your kids got to learn to deal with this shit.
See, and that's the thing, right? The reason I don't want children is because I don't want to have to try to fucking better the world. I'm trying as hard as I can to better the world.
Yeah.
I'm doing the best I can to try to encourage people to do what I think is right. But, like, I know I'm fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, but and here's the thing with that. So with mine, I'm like, I know that they are going to grow up in this fucking kind of world. I know what they're going to go through. But if I could teach them to be at least fucking decent fucking people. You know what? Well, it'll take you a long way.
But that to me is like, that's like the bare minimum. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
You know, you should try your best to teach your children how to deal with the world as the world is.
Yeah.
You shouldn't create some sort of imaginary world and teach your children how to live in that imaginary world.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I've dealt with people that like live in an imaginary world. And I'm like, look, I will sit here on some cute rainbow and clouds and puppies and shit with you as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
But when the reality of the world is encroaching upon our little cloud of fucking bullshit, we have to deal with that reality.
Yep.
And get back to our cloud as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not willing to engage in the reality, like, okay, the tire's flat. What are we going to do? I'm going to sit here in the car and not do a damn thing.
Yeah. I'm going to complain about
all this fucking
potholes in the road and fucking this nail I ran over.
Exactly.
Instead of just go ahead and take care of the problem and then address this, hey, I fixed my tire, but my tire got flat because you got this pothole in the road that you didn't fix. Our infrastructure's fucked up. How do we fix this? I did my part here. I need you to do your part.
Right. And that's the issue of reality that I can't deal with most folks these days.
Yeah.
Is that they're not willing to jump in on the realness of what's going on. If you can't deal with the realness of what's going on, then like, I'm not fucking with you.
Because
you ain't gonna do nothing but derail my ability to deal with the realness of what's going on.
Ain't that facts?
Because every time I'm like, this is what's real, you're like, no, that's not real. Lying ass. You don't know, you just lying to your damn self.
To your own self.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said,
we're
going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends Show to a close.
Yay. I'd
like to thank you so very much for listening.
Oh, yeah. I'd
like to encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things that you're trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bits by little bits, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Don't forget, we love you very much.
Love y'all.
We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Yo.
Peace.